Kundalini energy. Kundalini energy is referred to a type of energy that is located near the base of the spine, and is dormant most of the times, in almost all. Only in teenage years when the body is getting mature and changing shape from childhood to adulthood, it gets activated, providing the necessary energy for this shift. In yoga philosophy, Kundalini energy is associated with feminine Shakti, which is related to the physical world, while divine energy is considered masculine and connected with Shiva and the spiritual world. Shakti is the manifest while Shiva is the unmanifest. Shakti is formed while Shiva is formless. Shakti is matter while Shiva is energy. In this way, Kundalini energy is connected with the form and the manifested, as well as the physical body. In spirituality, Kundalini energy is considered a sacred energy that needs to be awakened in practitioners to enable them to register the higher levels of consciousness and their inner experiences. In the Upanishads, Kundalini energy is described as a lying coiled, near the base of the spine, which is often depicted as a sleeping serpent waiting to get awakened. Awakening of this Kundalini energy is believed to result in deep meditation, bliss and enlightenment. According to Master Koa Koksui, the founder of Pranic Healing and Erhatic Yoga, Kundalini energy is basically the energy that is used to upgrade the brain cells and the physical body. Without an upgraded brain that is able to register higher vibrations, experiencing illumination is almost impossible. Quote, the evolution of the soul must be accompanied by the evolution of the physical body. Just as the evolution of the computer software must be accompanied by the evolution of the computer hardware. Master Koa Koksui. If the evolution of the soul is not accompanied by the evolution of the body, the soul won't be able to impress the inner experiences upon the physical brain. The soul won't be able to transfer the insights derived through the intuitive intelligence to the body and therefore cannot be used by the soul and the higher beings to manifest the divine plan on earth. We might have many inner experiences, but unless the brain is capable of registering them, we will remain unaware of them. The awakening of Kundalini energy is therefore necessary for practitioners on the spiritual path, and is believed to have 7 layers with 7 sub-layers. This awakening basically involves the moving of Kundalini energy from the base of the spine, up through the central meridian and eventually reaching the crown chakra, located above the head. Although the Kundalini energy might be activated in many spiritual practitioners to a certain degree, the matter remains the degree of awakening. The ultimate awakening is the 49 layers. Though many systems of yoga and meditation have focused in awakening the Kundalini energy, it is also warned that improper awakening may lead to problems of all kinds, from physical pains, rashes and body heat, to emotional imbalances, sexual syndromes to hallucinations. Often problems encountered by improper awakening of Kundalini is called Kundalini syndrome, and is described in Erhatic Yoga system with solutions to each problem. In fact, the means and methods of awakening of Kundalini energy is highly important in its proper awakening. The methods vary from simple or difficult yoga asanas and pranayama or breathing practices to chanting mantras and meditations. Blessings of the guru or Shaktipad can also result in the activation of Kundalini. Kundalini can also awaken spontaneously with or without a reason, which is usually unfavorable, as it often leads to various Kundalini syndromes. One of the safest and easiest practices to safely and rapidly activate this Kundalini energy is the Erhatic Yoga Kundalini Meditation. In short, the Kundalini energy can change us quickly. It can advance our spiritual experiences and fasten our spiritual growth. The issue remaining, however, is the method of awakening it, which needs to be rapid and safe.
Created by SoundGecko.